This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is WTIC Pet Talk. Today, Dr. Andrea Dennis from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital takes your pet health questions. Whether you have a dog, cat, or hamster, this is a show for you and your best friend. Call in now at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. And now, Pet Talk.
Good afternoon and welcome to the veterinary edition of Pet Talk. I am Dr. Andrea Dennis from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital, and just so happy to be here with you. Yes, it's a little bit gloomy out there, but we have sunshine here in our studio. We are in Farmington, and just enjoy spending time with you, talking with you about your pets. I think that it's a responsibility to do whatever we can do the right way, and it's all through education, and that's what we're doing. We're educating in a polite way without cramming anything down your throats and at the same time answering your questions. And that's the most important part of this hour, is speaking with you over the phone and trying to give you some guidance, either it's whether it's a situation where you need to see a veterinarian sooner rather than later, if it's something that you, what you, how I can equip you or help equip you to ask the right questions. So that's what we're here for. So please give me a call at 860-522-9842. I would love to speak with you. And I can see people are starting to call already. So, and it's a reminder that the sooner that you we can get you in the queue, we are going to be able to, I promise we will answer your question. We will get that taken care of before the end of the show. So please give us a call, 860-522-WTIC. Hey, we are celebrating a little bit. We're celebrating World Veterinary Day. It is officially today, and it is a recognition to honor those that are in the veterinary community. I think that with I am very proud to be a part of this community, and it's not just the veterinarians, just not the doctors, but also you. We are so well supported by our veterinary nurses, our veterinary technicians, our receptionists are many times the first people that you speak with when you call. And it's just a wonderful profession. I think I have said on this show several times that because of it really helps your quality of life. I love the challenge every day. Is there anyone that works harder than people in the veterinary community? I don't think so, but yet it is really rewarding work. So it can be extremely challenging, but at the same time, I would recommend that people consider it as an education opportunity. It's not just, I know some people when they want to be in the veterinary world, they maybe want to be a doctor in veterinary medicine, but it's the number of years that kind of takes them away from pursuing this. And yes, you have to go to college, and most people take, it takes 4 years of undergraduate school to meet all the requirements to get into veterinary medical school. I was very fortunate. UConn trained me well, and I was able to get into veterinary school after 3 years. But most of the times, that's 4 years of college, undergrad, 4 years of medical school. You receive your doctorate. I personally went on to do a residency as well. But many people will go into the workforce right after they receive their doctorate. So yes, it can be 8 years, 10 years, 11 years, but it is so worth it. And one thing that's different about going to college for something like this is that you're learning every day something that you know you're going to use. It's not like maybe it's a subject in high school that you have to take. It is something that you're not sure how you're going to use algebra in your future. But when you're hands-on many times as well, that they introduce that very early on in veterinary school. So the years, quite honestly, go by very quickly. And for veterinary technicians, there's also an opportunity to be licensed, to go and have a two-year program. And they will train you well. And so if people are interested in veterinary medicine, I say go for it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it, because there are several that will. There are people that feel that you can't do it. But if you can just find one person, or you know you have a grandchild that's interested in doing this, or yourself, or even a son or daughter, please don't discourage them. Let them give it a go for it. And if you know this is something they've talked about their entire lives since they were since 4 or 5 years old, have them get as much exposure in the field as they possibly can. There are plenty of jobs out there that we veterinarians are in need. There's plenty of mentorship opportunities too. I think veterinarians are very giving individuals, and that we need people. As you know, through COVID, there has been an increase of animals and pets in pet families. And again, it is really quite the need is there. So let's just say, congratulations to all in the veterinary world. We're going to celebrate our World Veterinary Day here, and just make sure that people do understand that we're always trying to do the best for you. And please, we appreciate that we have this opportunity. So I'm going to take my first call, as promised. And Janet, how are you today?
All right, Dr. Dennis. Congratulations on Vet Day.
Thank you. I don't usually come on the air and pat myself on the back or any of that, but it's official, so let's do it, right?
Well, it's I should have even called my cat's vet, but I've been on the phone with her a lot lately, so maybe I shouldn't. But anyway, I wanted to give you an update.
Yes.
I called a couple months ago with Stash that a nodule was found.
Yes.
In his abdomen, and we were supposed to go back April 12th. Well, it turned out we went back a week earlier because my cat fell and hurt his back.
Aww.
So while they're checking for that to make sure that everything was okay, she took him out and back. She did a complete workup on him.
Right.
The nodule was gone.
Oh.
And what she said to me was it was inside the abdomen, and she said that it could have been a stool,
okay.
A piece of stool, which uh-huh. Sometimes that can happen, because when I brought him home, as soon as I opened up the carrier, he went right downstairs and went into his box and did it.
Okay.
But she wanted to make sure, so she did a complete workup on him,
uh-huh.
And then, of course, we had to find out what was wrong with his back.
Right.
And that's, it's gone. He's fine.
Oh,
she
good.
Did complete test.
Oh, good.
His back, he tunnels himself in between the blanket and the bedspread.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't go in the middle of the bed. He goes at the edge of the bed. And his nails were long.
Oh.
And what she and I think is that he might have tried to turn or do something
right.
or get off, and his nail got caught.
Right.
And he went down. Because I heard the thump over the TV. He was upstairs. I was down on the second floor, and I could hear it, but I didn't know what it was.
Right.
And I couldn't find him.
Right.
And nothing really happened until Saturday morning when he couldn't jump up on my bed.
Right. Yeah. And that will sometimes happen where they kind of have that initial fall and then the pain and the muscles that tighten around where the injury was, you know, it doesn't show for maybe 12 hours, 24 hours later.
Well, it happens to me.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I do something and it doesn't occur. I know I've done something,
right,
but it doesn't bother me until the next day.
Right. Now, so do you like to keep his nails short or do you clip his nails on?
Okay. But I didn't because I knew I had to get him in the carrier for April 12th.
Right.
And he doesn't trust me for at least a couple weeks when I go after
right.
him.
Right. Well, I think,
I do. Him in the carrier.
I do. And again, the nails, and it's very, to clip a cat's nails, I mean, I find it relatively easy because I do it all the time. And you think, and some people don't always think that's something we have to do. I know you know, but you know, it's nice if when people are getting kittens or adopting young cats to kind of get in the habit of clipping their nails. And you can buy, and I know this is, I'm going off on a tangent, Janet, but reminds me that they have these small little, nice little, nail cutters, specifically made for cat, because cat's nails are not nearly as thick as dog's nails. They're very thin, but they are super sharp. And again, if it's possible that your stash actually caught it on the blanket, and they just kind of, they can even rip them when something like that happens. So, but let me just say, I'm glad that the nodule's gone. I think that when I feel something firm like that in the abdomen, you know, that's something that, especially based on its location, that is a possibility. And that's why sometimes
it was in the lower abdomen.
Yeah. And then you just say, come on back and let's see, you know, if it's still
that's
there
what she
in 10
said
days.
To me.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to watch him.
Yes. And then
if he didn't eat properly or he was sick a lot more than, you know, I mean, cats are going to, you know, throw
right.
up. I mean, you know, that's natural for cats.
That's exactly what they do.
Call me and then we will do a battery of tests.
Right. And that she sounds like she was so on top of it. So I'm so glad that you're sharing the good news, Janet. And, and listen, let's hope that stash continues to just improve and, you know, no more possibly falling from the bed. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I usually do 5 to 6 weeks, no more than 6 weeks. But
okay.
It was a just different situation.
Yeah.
And I can't do it. I adopted him when he was an old, you know, I don't know how old he was, but he must have been maybe about a year or so. And it was quite a while before he would even let me touch him.
Oh, yeah.
Pick him up.
You have to be very, very.
And to this day, I can't go at him at his face.
Right. And that you got to take it very slow. Well, listen. Well, again, thank you so much for sharing. Yeah. We have to take a quick break, but give a kiss on the nose to Stash for us. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for your help.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye
bye now. So we have to take a quick break, and then I know Tim, I'm going to take you as soon as we get back. Come on back for more Pet Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080. Welcome back. You're listening to Pet Talk. I'm Dr. Andrea Dennis from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital. And of course, we're talking about how we can keep our pets their healthiest. And also, I know we talked about this being World Veterinary Day. Applause. And but it's also we're ending Heartworm Awareness Month, too. So we're going to touch on that a little bit. We did that a couple of shows ago, but it kind of finish up some of the details on heartworm disease in dogs and cats. But as I promise every time, your phone calls are the key to making this show successful. It takes us on different paths of conversation. And I always can talk about certain things when there are no phone calls. But give us a call at 860-522-9842. As Tim did, and Tim, you have a very serious topic. How are you today, Tim? Oh, Tim. I know I've...
Doctor,
okay.
Are you there?
Doctor is here. She's in the house.
All right, I'm a little in a funny area here. Let me just pull over.
Sure.
I've been involved in cat rescue for over 40 years, like before cat rescue is even a thing.
Wow.
And I took an intake this week, and it really has been a tragic time for me.
Okay.
this guy, this little, it's a cat that I have, Butterscotch. He was owned by a gentleman who became terminally ill, and in an effort to make his life easier, or the guy's life, the gentleman's life easier, he put like one of these dump feeders in.
Oh, so he could, the cat, yeah. It. So the cat could eat whenever he wanted to.
Yeah. I have a 30.6 pound cat here, and I do not know. I mean, today I tried to do them with a laser pointer, and I hate laser pointers, but today I even tried that just to get him to move or something. He's 6 years old. I know it's not good for him. I know. I mean, I have him in enclosure in a rescue. In an adoption center, and I don't know what to do. And I guess my question would be, is there anything medically that we can do to help this boy right now?
Yeah, I would say the answer would be no. It is a matter of the calorie intake versus what he's burning off. And did you say 30 pounds or 36 pounds?
30.6, almost 31.
All right. Yeah, that's, I mean, I can't get my head around that. I think one of the largest patient that I have ever taken care of was 26. And I know that was just, again, morbidly obese. I think, again, cats will eat to the point, a lot of people feel that if, cats are only going to eat what they need. And that is so untrue. Same thing with a lot of dogs. So they will eat to the point of excess. I do think, are you using any canned food at all? And are you using calorie food that you can feed him, get him?
This is the other thing that was a problem, was he was not eating any canned food at all.
Okay.
He was only eating dry food, which is horrible. I know.
Right.
But, I've been trying to wean him off of high calorie cat food for the last, 4 weeks I've had him. And I've got him down to, initially the first week, he would not eat wet food. What is this?
Right. But I think even, because the first thing, let's start from the beginning, Tim, because you are transitioning him to food and you're doing it the proper way. The first thing, a cat that you're trying to change the diet, and if they don't eat the food, and they can, especially a cat that's 30 pounds, can get a condition called fatty liver syndrome, which can be potentially fatal. So you have to give them what they want in the beginning while you're slowly adding the food that you want to get them on. And I agree, the best thing, if he really likes dry, there are a lot of good low-calorie dry foods. And you're right, start mixing it is the right thing to do. The weight is not going to come off quickly, but it will come off because, again, there are some foods and the calorie count is on the packages. You can read it. Every person can read it. And it can be anywhere from 420 calories a cup to 260 calories per cup. So hopefully you have some recommendations from your veterinarian about some of the recommendations. There's even a food called WD that IAMS makes that's very low in calorie. So that's what we want to do now. If we can, canned food would be beneficial as well, but I don't want you to worry about that as much as getting him on the lowest calorie count you can possibly get him on.
Telling me that to change him quickly, or it hasn't been quickly, but to change him to wet food right now could give him this fatty liver issue?
Yeah, if he stops eating, yes. Because, a lot of people will say, well, if he's hungry enough, he's eventually going to eat it. And that's not the case. And that when you have an obese cat, this fatty liver syndrome is a real, real problem. So, yes, okay. I want you to give him what he wants while you slowly introduce a low-calorie dry food and then worry about going to canned food. The main thing is the calories. And again, he's prone to diabetes. He's prone, being at 30 pounds, he's prone to heart disease. He's prone to urinary tract issues. So I know we want to try to get him on a canned food, but let's try to. First and foremost, lower calorie food. And I love the idea of exercising him as well, trying to keep him entertained. You might even try some of those food puzzles Have you seen those for cats where they have to kind of work at? Okay. Yeah, something like those things would be beneficial too. I also have my litter box because my cat tends to be overweight or wants to be overweight. I do everything in our power to keep her lean. Her litter box I have on two floors down so that she has to go down and at least do some stairs. And then I feed her, you know, on a different floor because that's where, you know, again, I want her to get her exercise. So you're doing the right things, Tim, but it's not going to, don't do it quickly because that's going to put him at risk.
Gotcha.
All right. And listen, if there's anything else I can do to try to help with that, but there's no medicine that's going to take the weight off. There's no pill. And I just like with people, you're I know, I know I've got to take a hard break here at 1:30, but listen, thank you so much for this call and good luck with everything.
Thank you, doctor.
My pleasure. He's being so conscientious. Thank you, Tim, to try to do what's right for this cat. And I got to mention something when we come back that Kevin, our producer, was telling me about. So let's take our news right now. And please give us a call. We'll have more Pet Talk right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. Dr. Dennis is in the house here in Farmington at our WTIC News Talk 1080 studios. I have about a half hour to answer. Well, no, actually, it's closer to 25 minutes, but we are going to answer as many calls as we possibly can. I am was just talking to Kevin, my producer, about, you know, the situation Tim is in with, you know, the obese cat. 30 pounds, and I'm sure many of you have 10 to 12 pound cats. And I'm not big on social media platforms. I really, quite honestly, just don't have the time. But Kevin, you were telling me about something very specific having to do with this obese cats. Can you just alert our audience to it?
Right. So I was on Instagram just scrolling through and I found a video of a chunky looking cat, uh-huh. You know, just doing whatever. Looking through the comment section, I found out that there is, if you go on Reddit, a subreddit for these fat cats.
Mm-hmm.
It's called r/chonkers.
Yeah.
Chonkers. And apparently what people do is they deliberately make their cats fat just to post videos and post pictures of them on this subreddit, you know, to get more likes and comments and be more popular on Reddit. And it's just crazy.
That's a form of animal abuse, in my opinion. You know, we were talking to Tim here. He's doing everything to try to get the weight off of his kitty. And, you know, it's another reinforcement. If you know people are doing that or you're liking on those lines, it is dangerous for these cats. Obesity is not funny in terms of humans, and it's not in dogs and cats. And so, I mean, again, sometimes I maybe that's why I'm not on social media a lot, because I get a little bit angry. But I think sometimes it's the ignorance. And we talked earlier when we opened the show about educating, and I'm educating as many people as I can. And I'm going to ask you, the listening audience, it is not funny to have a cat or a dog become overweight. The problems, the medical problems, I have diagnosed 3 patients in the last 2 weeks with diabetes. Now, not that the owners intentionally wanted them to become diabetic, but some of these cats are just prone to being, and I have a dog too that tends to be a little bit overweight, and we kind of do whatever we can do to try to prevent it. So thank you for bringing that to my attention, Kevin. I really appreciate it. Okay. On another note, I want to talk to Rhoda. I love that name, Rhoda. Rhoda, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Doctor. I am looking for, I don't know if this is in your preview, but I'm looking for the location of a Yorkie rescue in the Hartford area.
Oh.
My 15-year-old, 6-pound female rescue Yorkie passed last Sunday, in February, and I was devastated by it. I still get emotional when I think about it.
Sure.
She was my grand dog. My son brought her to me for my birthday, which is around Mother's Day, 10 years ago. And I took her to my vet because she was my first rescue, and he said she was in great health, and she was, and that she was, I wasn't sure how old she was. So he said she was about 2 years old. She went on my daily walks with me. She rode in the car with me. She was a member of our family, and whose members have shrunk over the years due to passing away. I'm elderly, and I would like to obtain another 6 to 7 pound female Yorkie, what I can carry around if need be.
Okay.
I don't want a pup because I'm unsure of how much longer I'll live.
Oh.
And I don't want the pup to be, to outlive me and to be left behind.
Okay.
I've looked online.
Yeah.
I've let others know, groomers, friends, etc., of my desire.
Okay.
And in fact, I have a birthday coming up soon, and I would love to. That would be the greatest present ever, I've told my children. And they have looked around. They know I want a rescue.
Good.
I don't necessarily want, a puppy. I've owned dogs all of my life, including a couple of Yorkies, and I was introduced to them by one of my parents as she appeared at my door with a Yorkie in her arms, asking me questions about her son. I'm a retired teacher, and I'm still in contact with this parent.
Yeah.
In fact, I've told her of my desire to obtain another Yorkie. She's also a very devoted pet lover.
Sure.
And I have remained in contact with her, and am still in contact with her today.
Well, I think a couple of things I'm going to suggest to start answering your question a little bit is that I don't have a specific Yorkie rescue group that I specifically work with, but there are some rescues that I think are a bit more reputable than others, and I'll allude to that in just a moment. But there is a program that the Connecticut Humane Society does run in Newington, and we're in the state of Connecticut, and they prioritize people that are considered senior citizens, and you self-described yourself that way, that I would let them know so that if they know when they get a Yorkshire Terrier, you would be on a list. You would be the first one that they would kind of call over some, maybe a 20 or 30 year old. But they have this program to try to help seniors because, again, we do not want to add to your isolation or your loneliness. And again, that's one place I would recommend reaching out to.
Do you know their number?
I don't have it handy, but Rhoda, yeah. I will give you my number, okay? I'll give you, because I know you're not, let me give you my number at work, okay? Do you have something
yes.
to write it down?
Yes.
Okay, this is at the Bloomfield Animal Hospital, so it's 860.
Yes.
286.
286, yes.
2986.
Yes. 2986. So it's 860-286-2986.
Right. So we're going to, okay. So that's one. I will have that number ready for you when you call on Monday or Tuesday. And then the other one is that I love working with a place called Dog Star Rescue. They do a phenomenal job. And I was just looking at their website. They're actually having a bingo fundraiser that's coming up. They do fun things to kind of raise money for the program. They're very responsible. I don't have any of my clients that have adopted dogs from them have only been thrilled by them. And they really try to cater to what your needs are because they want the match to be perfect. And I think you know the breed. You seem like you are going to do whatever it takes to make sure that pet stays healthy. So I would sell yourself just like you sold yourself to me in a second. So
yeah,
that's another one, Dog Star
this
Rescue.
This is called Dogs Star Rescue.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't. Yep. Would their number be online?
It should be. And
and
you'll see Dog Star Rescue of Connecticut. That'll pop up. And then the other one that I've worked with quite a bit is Our Companions and Our Companions Animal Rescue. And again, you can find them online. But I will get their phone numbers. I'll do my homework because, again, it's hard to sometimes get it quickly when you're just going online. But there's it's going to work. We are going to find the right pet for you and get you the breed that you want, the right size. And I agree, a puppy would be quite a bit of it's probably the timing wouldn't be right for a puppy.
No, people have said, oh, you don't want to do the work. I don't mind the work. I know exactly what it takes to train a dog.
Sure.
I have all the paraphernalia. I have dog beds. I still have dog stuff all over the house. So I know what it takes, but my concern is for the pup itself.
Right.
I don't want it to be left behind once I pass away.
Well, and
that is my concern.
Right. And I've heard that before from others that describe themselves as seniors. But the other thing, too, is a puppy, I don't want them to get underfoot either and possibly have you fall. That's the other worry that I have with a young dog that's just kind of everywhere. But Rhoda, we are going to get you that puppy, and I'm going to do whatever I can to help you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Doctor. I really, really appreciate it. It would be great if I could get it in a couple of weeks because I'm having a birthday in a couple of weeks, you know?
Yeah, let's celebrate that.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I didn't know about the Newington. I knew about the Newington animal, area there, the animal rescue.
Right.
But I didn't know about the senior component
to it. Yeah, they have a wonderful program, and I think let's take advantage of it, right?
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Rhoda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love that name. All right. This is our last break of the hour, and then we're going to come on back for more Pet Talk. We're trying to keep the energy here on this doom, gloomy day. And Whitney Houston can easily do that. And I want to take that opportunity to thank Justin Levine for providing the music and my producer, Kevin, who always makes sure that he finds the right version of the of the music that we're looking for. So thank you to both of you. I'm Dr. Andrea Dennis, and I'm from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital. It's been several years that we've been doing the show, but we enjoy what we're doing. We make sure that, you know, we interact as much as possible, answer all the calls, try to help you. And, you know, and even too, when Rhoda was talking about the type of dog that she wants, if, you know, let's be a community. If you know that there is a Yorkshire Terrier that might be a perfect fit for her, give me a call. Call the Animal Hospital or even call here now. But let's try to help each other, because, again, trying to find a forever home is the ideal thing we can possibly do. And with that, I know I'm finding my Bob here is somewhat becoming a regular. How are those kittens, Bob?
Good. How are you doing?
Terrific.
I sent, or my daughter sent, videos to Bloomfield. Did you guys ever get them?
You know what? I did not see them, but I will ask the staff too, because I was out for a couple of days there, and if you sent it to the video to the email, my staff is the individuals that open up those emails, so I will ask them for sure. But I did not see them. I don't want to say I did when I didn't yet.
No, because they're gonna live their life vicariously through you.
Hey, but you were going to get them neutered and spaying, which I think is very important too. So let's talk about that. How did that go?
Boys, they're doing it on the 25th of May, so they got another couple of weeks.
Okay.
These two guys are like, I open my door and it's like a porno movie going on. It's like, you guys got to get a room here. You know? But I guess they're not hurting each other.
This is a G-related show on the air.
So. The thing that the guy that's on the bottom is, he's not like crying. It's like he's like smoking a cigarette.
They will try to dominate each other too. So, well, that's really important, because we don't want any kittens. You don't want that.
Well, no, they're two boys, so we don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
I don't think.
Okay.
So we're good.
Oh, that's right. They are two males. Okay. Yeah. So, and you're doing them both on the same day. And again, it's a reminder of why it's very important to make sure that they're neutered. The other thing that will happen when you get two males that are not neutered is that, or even two cats, is one. In a male, the urine odor becomes very intense. I mean, almost offensive they get older. And I can smell when a cat comes into my practice. If it's over a year old, I can tell by smell whether that cat's been neutered or not. So that's one thing. And the other thing is that with two cats, sometimes they'll start marking territory too. You'll find
all over the house, and that's no good.
No.
When my daughter brought him, like, let's see, like, it's almost like a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. I thought like they're going to do it like the next day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we still got another month. That's still going to be all right, right?
Oh, it's absolutely going to be fine. That will absolutely be fine. It's when they get like more 10, 11, 12 months old. That's when it really starts, and it becomes what I would describe as learned behavior, so that even if they start urinating around the house and marking their own spots.
Well, if they start urinating, they're out of the house. Nah,
I know you're joking. Well, thank you. But listen, I've got my work to do when I get back into the hospital on Monday. I'm going to get some phone numbers for Rhoda, and I'm going to ask my staff about the emails, because my staff doesn't really necessarily listen to the show, so they may not have made that connection. But I'm going to check on it on Monday. So thank you for sending the video.
I will. You know, it was like four or five when they were tiny little kittens.
Oh.
And my daughter goes, okay, I'm going to show you how to do this. And she walked away. So hopefully I did it good.
That'll be really good. But thank you for checking in, Bob. And good luck. The 25th. I'll mark it on my calendar.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Yeah. And actually, speaking of videos, and this has become a little bit more of a conversation show today, which has been great. But today I caught my cat. And my cat is like 11 pounds and my dog is 70 pounds. She was just leaning up against him, rubbing up against him, her little tail. She was cleaning around his ears, and it was just really a sight to see. So, you know, the pets just do so much for us. It gave me, and even though I've been rushing, life has been very busy. The weekends are almost as busy as the work days. You know, I took 32 seconds to film this, and I could already feel my heart beat slower. Do you know what I mean? They do so much for us, and they do so much for our blood pressure. And that's why, to finish up this month of spring, I wanted to just remind everyone again about the importance of, this is Heartworm Awareness Month. And both dogs and cats, I was actually on the show yesterday, I guess the Connecticut, Better Connecticut, and with Scott Haney and Kara. And, you know, we were talking about heartworm disease and how horrific it is. And a lot of individuals don't realize that cats can get them too. And heartworm disease is transmitted by a mosquito. And a mosquito If a mosquito bites a dog or cat with heartworm, and sometimes you don't know which animals have it and which animals don't, then that mosquito will then go to another pet and bite that one and transmit it to the innocent dog or cat. It's a horrific disease. These worms, after about 5 to 7 months, these worms can grow up to 12 inches. They continue their life cycle in the heart. They mate in the heart, in the pulmonary arteries, and they will have babies. They have microfilaria. And it's just an ongoing problem. And, you know, a few decades ago, it was not an issue. But heartworm is here. It's devastating. Again, diagnosing several of my patients, that especially the new patients that are coming up from the South, and it's their first time being tested for heartworm. The reason why we talk about this so much is that we can prevent heartworm disease very easily. There's preventions for cats. I love a product called Revolution that you put on topically. It takes care of fleas, ticks, and heartworm. And the Scott actually asked a good question yesterday. He asked, well, an indoor cat, then you don't really have to worry about it, do you? And the answer is, you do have to worry about it with indoor cats, because 25% of cats that have tested positive for heartworm at a recent study, 25% of them were indoor cats, because we know that mosquitoes get inside the house. We know that we had a very warm winter, right? It didn't really feel like our typical Connecticut winter or Massachusetts. So please talk to your veterinarian. What can you do to prevent heartworm in your dogs and cats? It's very easy. Both of my guys really like their, my dog gets a treat, the cat gets something topical. And it's just once a month, it can prevent really this devastating disease. And once they do get it, can you treat it? Yes, we can treat it. But I would say it is one of the most painful procedures that I have to perform on a dog. We do everything in our power to minimize that pain. We use great pain medication. We have everything on board, and they do well. But we have learned how to keep those patients comfortable as they're going through that treatment. And it's the treatment's in stages. And then even after our dogs that have heartworm are treated, they have to be real. They can't exercise for months. Because these worms, if you picture a 12-inch worm that we're killing, it's dying off in little pieces, and it can cause a pulmonary embolism. It can block some of those important vessels that go into the heart. So I will not talk about heartworm disease on my little podium for a while now, but I did want to end the month to remind everyone. I know it's an added cost, but it will prevent so much. And if we're really trying to do whatever we can do, the best for our pets, that's very important. So a monthly pill for most dogs. Some people do something topically as well, but let's prevent that as much as possible. I want to thank again, Kevin, for doing a fabulous job and for joining me to talk about it a little bit. We got to do that a little bit more often, Kevin. And next week, Lori Fass will be here to answer your training questions. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.